Hallelujah. Listen, church. You say, but I have the Holy Ghost. That Holy Ghost you have is a ceiling for your salvation. Because Ananias and Sapphira, they died for lying, but they were sealed. They are saved. Now that's another teaching. Praise the Lord. Now don't confuse what God is doing, because even in the midst of this confusion, there are people that have received the genuine baptism of the Holy Ghost, and they cannot lie. They cannot defy this temple. No matter what condition they are going through, they will never deny Christ. But the darkness is so much until these ones cannot easily be known or seen. And let me tell you, that glory will come back according to the book of Revelation chapter 10 and verse 11. He said, ye shall prophesy again. If he said again, why was it done before? It was done in the upper room. What happened in the upper room is going to happen again. And that is when that glory will be returned, just before the rapture. And that is why we are preparing the people now. Remove every nyama nyama. A revival is on the way, coming. And it will be a quick, a short, and a powerful move of God. That before people realize what is happening, he has fulfilled his purpose and we are gone. It will happen according to this divine agenda. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And verse 25, the agenda continued. So in verse 24, when he says, and to anoint the most holy, as I was trying to explain, before we go to verse 25, the most holy there is the temple that will be rebuilt. Right now, it is broken down. A mosque is there. The Palestinians are guarding that place. But they are wasting their time at the appointed time. Something will happen. The God of Israel will arise and knock off that thing. Hallelujah. And it will be built. And he said it will be anointed, it will be rededicated. Why will it be anointed again? Because the whole of that place has been desecrated by what happened by people like Antiochus Epiphanes, who came to the temple and desecrated the altar of sacrifice and did all the nonsense he did there. And so many more abominable things that have been done in that temple, including the turn, the house of prayer, to a place of merchandise. They turn it to what it is today. What are they doing in the church today? They are buying and selling. They have commercialized everything in the church. Magicians are in the church now. So also is in that temple. But when it will be rebuilt, because that is where Jesus Christ is going to stay to rule the whole world for 1,000 years. 70 weeks are determined for to achieve these six things. And then in verse 25, know therefore, the agenda continues, and understand when the 70 weeks will start. He told them when it will start. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the prince, unto Messiah the prince. Take note again. The beginning, that means there is going to be a commandment that will go forth. Daniel, you are in captivity now. Somebody is coming to give a commandment for you to go forth and restore that, to build Jerusalem, build that city again. He said, from that time that the commandment will be given up till Messiah, the priest, shall be 7 weeks, comma, and 62 weeks. He put two periods there. One period is